Now we have a news story that centers on trying to understand what the story really is. It's a story about deaths from opioids in the United States. We know it's a big problem. It can be hard to say, though, exactly how big a problem. Across the country, standards vary widely in how much information medical examiners and coroners provide. The difference matters, as Jeff Cohen learned when talking with Connecticut's chief medical examiner.
James Gill walks through the garage in Farmington where the bodies come in, past the tissue donations area, and stops outside the autopsy room.
So we kind of have a typical board listing all the decedents for the day. Overdose, 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 overdose.
Gill is Connecticut's chief medical examiner, and he says that deaths from drugs like heroin and fentanyl continue to rise. Of the 9 people in his custody on this day, 4 likely died from an accidental drug overdose, 1 from a suicide involving drugs. And Gill says he's running out of room for the bodies.
We've had to buy some extra racks and things so we can store more, but we really probably need more cooler space. We're kind of outgrowing the storage space here.
I sat with Gill in what's called the family room, just off the office's lobby. He was next to a closed-circuit monitor covered in a soft white shroud, where family members can see a live feed of their loved one's remains. He tells me why knowing the specific drugs involved in a death is important.
Can you tell me, did she suffer? Was she in pain?
Those were the words of a mother whose daughter died of a drug overdose. A year later, she called Gill back to learn more.
And I explained to her that with an opioid death, the person just gradually goes to sleep and that it's very painless, and she started crying. You know? It gave her some comfort.
And Gill says specificity about a death today could help save a life tomorrow. He says a death certificate needs to say more than something vague like opioid intoxication to help both law enforcement and public health officials keep track of the drugs in circulation.
Well, what are those opioids? Are they heroin or are they OxyContin? Because that's going to drive then trying to solve that problem.
Nationwide, there's a lot of variability. Only half of deaths in places like Pennsylvania, Indiana, Mississippi, and Louisiana had specific information about drugs on the death certificates. In Connecticut, when Gill took the job just a few years ago, the state wasn't doing much better.
I found that the doctors here, a lot of them were certifying the deaths as multi-drug intoxication. And I said, no, we need to spell out what the drugs are that are causing the death.
Soon, 99% of Connecticut's death certificates included specific drug information. Only Rhode Island fares better. Gill says there are a lot of contributing factors that could explain the variation. First, training varies widely for those who certify deaths. Second, when multiple drugs are involved, some may be reluctant to pick the drug they think caused that death. Custom may play a role too. So might size. Connecticut is small and centralized.
All of the deaths are examined here by the same group of medical examiners, the same investigators. And so we can kind of establish that common technique and certification ability. Whereas a lot of jurisdictions, New York, for example, it varies by county.
It's also important on a national level to get more information to understand the scope of the epidemic, says Margaret Warner with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. She says the key to getting more specific death information is having better communication with people like Gill in Connecticut, who determine and report the cause of death.
Dr. Gill, who knows that we want those specific drugs written down on the death certificate, is now writing them down. So some of it's about reaching out to the certifiers to make sure that they know that we want the specific drugs involved, which CDC is actively working on.
Gill says that while the federal and state governments want as much information as possible, not everyone does, like one family he remembers.
Their son had died of heroin, and they didn't want it on the death certificate because they were afraid that the public was going to hear about it and know that the person died of heroin. I said, I'm sorry, but you know, this is a public health issue.
And judging from the data, it may be one for a long time to come. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Cohen in Hartford.
This story is part of a reporting partnership with NPR, WNPR, and Kaiser Health News.